Are things a bit stormy at the moment, outside as well as in? Take this reminder from actor Bill Murray. I didn't get into this position by being like a stiff sitting on the set in a folding chair. I did it by walking around on the streets and stirring things up. Wisconsin classical musicians are hoping you'll join them in embracing the unexpected and the dramatic this week. And our first example asks that you take a fresh approach to an old favorite with music of Mozart. Mozart himself was stirring things up from a very early age. His journeys around Europe began when he was six, performing on strings and keyboard instruments to the astonished delight of the audiences. Mozart's first visit to Italy in 1769 brought an opera commission in Milan. 2 years later, the Empress Maria Theresa commissioned another opera for the Italian wedding of her son, Archduke Ferdinand Karl, to Maria Beatrice d'Este, a princess of Modena. Back in Salzburg in early 1772, Mozart may have had future Italian ears in mind when he crafted three string symphonies in the three-movement Italian style that had often been used for opera overtures. Writing for strings meant that an ensemble of any size, in any country, could play through them as divertimenti, but wind parts could be added if future performances called for an orchestra. The first of the set is a fine example of balanced classical allegro, followed by a warmly gentle andante and touches of counterpoint in the finale. This afternoon's performance comes not from the Italian peninsula, but from Door County, courtesy of Midsummer's Music. Thank you. the strings of Midsummer's Music with Mozart's Salzburg Symphony No. 1 in D major, Kerschel 136. Recorded on June 30th, 2012, at the Sister Bay Moravian Church by Stephen Lewis of Chicago Digital. Beginning on Thursday evening and running through next Sunday afternoon, Fresco Opera Theater will take the characters of Mozart's opera, The Magic Flute, and give us a new look at how night and day are at odds with each other under opposite magical spells. To find out more about The Queen of the Night, go to frescooperatheater.com. In just a moment, we go from graceful classical curtain raiser to the richness of French Baroque opera. I'm Laurie Skelton, and this is Wisconsin Classical. This Saturday night and next Sunday afternoon, the Madison Bach musicians are partnering with David Ronis of UW-Madison Opera and Karen McShane of the UW-Madison Dance Department for a semi-staged production of Henry Purcell's tragic opera, Dido and Aeneas. They'll pair this ill-fated love story with one of the rare opportunities Johann Sebastian Bach had to be obviously humorous, down to his naming the character sung by the bass soloist Schlendrian, or Stick in the Mud. The Coffee Cantata of 1735 will not be heard in a Starbucks, but at the First Unitarian Society, and audience favorite Chelsea Shepherd will be one of the voices gracing the atrium auditorium. 3 years ago, she joined Chelsea Probst, Sarah Lewerke, and Devon Tynes for excerpts from an opera ballet of Jean-Philippe Rameau. Les Ans de Galant includes Baroque dances, a storm complete with wind machine, and scenes between gods and mortals where love has some unexpected twists. Conductor Marc Vallon, who also returns to the podium this weekend, leads the Madison Bach musicians in Les Ans de Galant of Jean-Philippe Rameau.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Vallon leading the Madison Bach musicians, including artistic director Trevor Stevenson at the harpsichord, in Les Ans de Galant by Jean-Philippe Rameau. Part of a performance at Madison's first Unitarian Society in April of 2015. Recording by Brittany Williams. Details on this weekend's combination of dramatic Purcell and comic Bach can be found at madisonbachmusicians.org. Storms can leave you feeling unsettled, but they can also bring a fresh energy. And Wisconsin classical musicians have wonderful opportunities to help you tap into that in the coming weeks. I'm Laurie Skelton. You're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio.